It's 9:49 and time now for our opening commodity market report. And joining us is Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 4.85, down 1.5 on the open. May, 4.95, down a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 4.53.5, unchanged on the open. May, 4.69, up 1. July, 4.79, up a half. December, 4.99.5, up 2 on the open. March corn opened at 409, up 1.5 on the open. May, 420 unchanged. July, 429 up a half. September, 415.5 up a half. December, 405 up a half. March, 411 down a half. July, 417 down a half on the open. March soybeans opened at 7.59, unchanged on the open. May, 7.74 down 1. July, 7.87 down 1.5. November, 8.10.5, unchanged on the open. March soybean meal opened at 225.10, unchanged on the open. March soybean oil opened at 29.80, up 4 on the open. At the Merck March feeders, open at 145, unchanged on the open. April, 102.10, down 12.5. May, 103, down 25. August, 103.50, down 35 on the open. February live cattle opened at 94, down 12.5 on the open. April, 96.35, down 5. June, 93.05, up 5. August, 90, down 15 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 69 even, up 30 on the open. May, 77 down 32.5. June, 78 up 22.5. July, 77.65 down 2.5 on the open. And March pork bellies opened at 106 even, up 130 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Earlier this week, Mike, we had the Office of the Chief Economist release long-term projections to 2016. And the question I have for you is I'm trying to interpret what those numbers might mean, and the trade kind of backed off of those numbers meaning anything. The question I have for you is, do they have any legs regarding what will happen at the economic forum on March 1 or 2?
Yeah, we think they will, Dave. You know, the numbers themselves were done between October and the end of December, and the starting point for their numbers were the November WASD report numbers. So they're pretty fresh numbers, and we suspect that the biofuel estimates especially are about as fresh as USDA has been able to do here in the last two or three years, especially since the Energy Act of 2005 and the 2002 Farm Bill. So we suspect the energy numbers are and the biofuel numbers are going to be the key focus at the Ag Outlook Conference here at the 1st of March. There are still some discrepancies between what USDA is pinpointing when we reach 12 billion gallons of ethanol versus some of the private people out there like FOPRI and some of those folks out there. So, yeah, we think it'll be really an important conference still, even though these numbers were released a couple weeks early.
Let's turn our attention to the marketplace today, where corn is traded on both sides of unchanged. Do you feel that time is running out for March lead option contract to make new contract highs?
It is. The timing aspect and the cycle aspect is getting high enough now that and long enough now that you kind of have to keep feeding the bull. And what we've seen is, especially in the corn, the spreads have stayed weak this week, and that's something we really don't want to see at all at this point. And most importantly, we've seen the wheat-corn spread get down below 50 cents, and I believe the May and the July especially have been trading around 45, 46 cents now. That's something that we really are keeping our eye on, because if the wheat doesn't turn back around and lead corn higher, then that March futures is very suspect, especially as we get to option expiration, which is a week from today. So as a whole, the market, as it's set up after these baseline numbers came out, and I guess I would classify, and we here would classify those numbers as kind of anticlimactic to how the trade reacted to them, except maybe for wheat. You've got a three-day holiday coming up, and it seems like around three-day holidays, the shift in the trend takes place, and traders tend to walk away and then 3 days later kind of forget what they were in or take the opposite point of view of what they were in 3 days prior and kind of reverse thrusters. And we're kind of watching to see if that happens with this holiday on Monday when we come back on Tuesday.
Would that also mean a reverse of thrusters in the soybean complex, which has been making new contract highs this week, led by meal, of all things?
Well, that's the biggie right there of why we're not super negative the corn market right now and why we're not pushing more hedges right now with our clients, is that if the bean market can go higher here, there's very little reason why the corn market needs to break and go lower, because the baseline numbers reemphasize the need to pull bean acres out into corn. And the export sales today, being at 54, almost 55 million bushels, reinforces the idea that we're not really rationing anything at this point, and we need to before we get the crop planted so that we have, you know, a decent amount of supply, and then we can go ahead and take prices down maybe after the planting has taken place. But the biggest thing in beans right now is it's been able to diverge. It's been able to go against the baseline report, go against its nearby and near-term fundamentals, a lot of that being cash basis related. The Seneca Illinois basis jumped 9 cents. The talk surfaced yesterday that exports are coming back to the U.S. from Brazil because of northern Brazil harvest delays. That really helps support the cash prices, and that in turn really helps support the spec-related buying and the technicals that we've seen here since March has penetrated that 745 level. So U.S. logistics, northern Brazil being too wet, and farmer selling being very slow due to the price trends, probably the biggest thing we've noted this week, Dave, in soybeans especially. Even our clients that, you know, we've been pressing the idea of scale-up selling in beans, even our clients, probably two-thirds of them are in the same camp as the general market right now, that they don't want to fight the trend. They're just going to let these prices rally, even though we're up to levels that we haven't been to since, you know, October of 2003. And that's what bothers us most about this bean structure right now, is that the last time we were at $8 new crop beans was back in 03, 04, when the front end was over $10, and you've got a carrying charge market right now. So that's a big issue that we're going to have to play out here in the next month.
For all the fundamental reasons you've given against the carrying charges, on balance, do you think then that Novi Beans has a shot at 850?
Yeah, they do. I mean, in the short term, they sure do, if the wheat and the corn want to lift them higher. I would still go back to the same thought process we've had here the last few months that has seemed to play out fairly well, that if the beans are going to go higher, corn and wheat need to lift that tide and make that boat rise by their higher tide. But in 03, 04, our average price in beans for the year was 734. Our carryover was 112 in 96, 97. Our average price was 735 with the carryover of 132. And so to justify these price levels of almost $8 cash now going into, you know, the growing season, we're going to have to slice off about 400 million bushels off the carryover, if history is any indication, and we do think it is.
Does the rally that we've seen in the bean pit change in any way your overall strategy of getting much of your bean business done before the planting intentions report?
No, not at all. In fact, the baseline numbers being released early and the way those came out with the biodiesel numbers and hitting 2 billion bushels of, or 2 million gallons of biodiesel demand, that wasn't especially friendly to us, and we thought that after the baseline numbers, we haven't gotten through everything yet, but by and large, the baseline numbers kind of confirm, and the outside markets and what they've been doing kind of confirm our structure that most of the long spec buying in ag and grain commodities will come the first half of this year, and then the back end of the market may be a little bit tough to digest, and we have to still keep beans as number one as the sell because of where we're at in both the structure of the carry and also the sheer price level we're dealing with on new crop beans right now.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. March wheat 488, up 1 3/4. At the Board of Trade, March wheat 453.5, up 1/4. May 467, down 3/4. March corn 407.5, unchanged. May 420, unchanged. July 428.75, up 1/4. September 415.5, up 1/2. December 404.5, unchanged. March beans 755.5, down 3 1/4. May 772, down 2 3/4. July 785, down 3.5. November 806, down 4.5. March soybean meal 224.70, down 40. March soybean oil 29.65, down 11. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.